This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object, presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Well, that's probably true. It probably works because I use it every day, or I use it every time I go shoot. With the AR-15, it is especially good if you take and paste, use the paste on the bolt carrier. Check them out at Frog Lube. They're trying to direct the free market, and I understand this. Free market is based upon the idea that you're paid what you're worth. And there are certain guidelines. There have always been, there wasn't always certain guidelines. And there was a little bit of abuse back then, so they had to put some guidelines in place. And, of course, when that worked, why not more guidelines and more guidelines and more guidelines? Here's the thing. Somebody coming into the workforce as a teenager should not be making a living wage. That's not the way that works. Most of the jobs that we're about to talk about, are the kind of job that you get when you're in college, the kind of job you get when you're in high school. Once upon a time, there used to be these full-service lanes where somebody on their first job might come out and wipe your windows and check your oil and your tire pressure. That began to wane when technology and labor costs both advanced and the inevitability of job loss through automation loomed on the horizon. Either you develop the skills needed to compete in a rapidly changing world, or you found yourself on the outside of the job market looking in. Now, the stupidest thing that I've ever seen employed in the job market today is the fight for 15. And that movement and the proponents of that are distortion of economics called the living wage are clearly on the wrong side of history. Asking the question, "Would you like fries with that?" is not a $15 an hour question. And you can be replaced by a machine, maybe one whose name is Flippy. Coming out of the nation's restaurant news, the Cali Burger group of restaurants is now employing a robot burger flipper that doesn't take sick days, is relentlessly productive, and doesn't march for social justice. And coming for this, we get the application of artificial intelligence to robotic systems that work next to our employees at Cali Burger restaurants will allow us to make food faster, safer, and with fewer errors. Our investment in Miso Robotics is part of our broader vision for creating a unified operating system that will control all aspects of a restaurant, from in-store interactive gaming entertainment to automated ordering and cooking processes, intelligent food delivery, and real-time detection of operating errors and pathogens. Chain declined to reveal the cost of Flippy, saying that Miso Robotics is working with customers to determine the best pricing model. Spokesperson said the price will be in line with the productivity benefits Flippy provides to restaurant owners. In a lot of places at McDonald's now, there's ordering kiosks when you come up. And that was a test to see what people have, they're very prevalent in New York City, for example. That was a test to see what people would take. And they took it. And now there's people being put out of work. All of you that go through the line where you go through the self-checkout line, the express line, whatever you want to call it, your basically, and this is one thing, I try not to do this. I try not to do this because I don't get a discount for scanning my own groceries. I don't get a discount for ordering my own food. Now, there's some things about automation I like at Red Robin Burger Restaurants. They have on the table a, you know, like an iPad thing mounted on a pedestal, and you can pay that way. You can pay that way, and you can, you're done. And then you can just get up and leave the table. You don't have to go to, you don't have to give a card to your waitress to bring back to you. A lot of things you don't have to have. But, you know, these businesses actually do something that most, nobody in the government does. They have to be concerned with something called a bottom line. They don't have the luxury of printing money whenever they want to. So when the cost of taking an order, frying chicken, cutting veggies, and wrapping or plating a customer's order, cut too much into the bottom line, they'll find a way to do it more efficiently and cheaper using automation. And that is bound to come. That's bound to come. The problem with this is what they're trying to force businesses to do. And this will create more crime. Now, when you look in the inner city, for example, right? Look at the inner city right now and you see a lack of economic development. Then what do you see? You see gang warfare. And within these bastions of liberalism, crime is rampant. Gun control is over the top. Now what they're doing is they're exporting it. And when they get out there, and I mean, right now they're going through something like 5% wage inflation, and they're looking at 4% this year. And these companies have to answer to people. They have a fiduciary responsibility to answer to people, to make money. So they're looking at things, trying to figure out how to lower that bottom line. By doing this and requiring that people, you know, flipping fries and, you know, dropping the fries and flipping burgers and making $15 an hour, by demanding that, they're going to create less economic opportunity. And then before long, the economic, lack of economic opportunity begins to hit the people that really want it the most, which are the young people, right? That the kids from high school and everything else, when that's not there, what's that going to do? When you don't have to interact with a human to order your food, or to get your food cooked, or to get your groceries checked out, what then? What's next? What's the next thing coming up? It will continue to spread. And these little test pro for everything that they, before long, they're going to have to get out there. And in order to actually make things work, they're going to have to mandate that they don't automate, that's never going to work. That's never going to work. And all of these people, all of these Bernie Sanders types that are out there demanding that everybody just get a salary and everything, that's going to lead to something called a civil war. Because I can assure you, nobody's going to sit back and just let you not do anything, get paid to do whatever you want to get a living wage to where you can have a home and a car and a flat screen TV and fullback tattoos. That's just not going to happen. It's just not going to happen. You might not believe it, but it isn't going to happen. Milton Friedman once quipped, "A minimum wage law is in reality a law that makes it illegal for an employer to hire a person with limited skills." Obama said that a $15 minimum wage was good for the economy, good for America. What it does is it takes the opening moments of your job development, of your building your work ethic, and closes them. That ladder, the first rungs on that ladder get really, really high then. And they become unobtainable for most people. So, there you have it. When we get back, you know, they're continuing to dissect things, and we're going to look at Hillary Clinton. Because she did.
like a piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Famous Footwear for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yes, it does. Check them out at froglube.com. www.thefoundingfathers.com. I'm a podcast listener, and I recently heard this cat named Kunstler, I think his name is, James Kunstler. Mr. Kunstler is well known in the fields of permaculture, architecture, and sustainable living. He has written several. And yes, I have decided not to talk about Hillary. I'm so sick of talking about Hillary. I can't stand myself, so we're going to talk about something else. Something gun-related. Let's go with that. He's written several excellent books, like the one, The Long Emergency, and The World Made by Hand. Recently, he was talking about the lack of long-term sustainability in our resource demands and modern lifestyle. And he blamed much of the problem on a concept he calls the psychology of previous investment. And the concept is as follows. As a species, we are reluctant to abandon any path we've set down once we've made the commitment to set down the path. He's talking about inertia here. In any endeavor, we as a species seem reluctant to change course, even if it is in our best interests, if we are heavily invested, either emotionally or financially, in a certain technology or outcome. A lot of people would call this throwing good money after bad. It's the idea that once we make up our minds and commit to a particular course of action, we become psychologically wedded to that decision, even with all indicators logically call for a change of course. This is when the ego gets involved in your decision-making process. We convince ourselves that our decisions are optimal. And admitting that we may be wrong is damaging to the ego. So he was speaking specifically of the problems involved with our modern-day energy expenditures. But if you look very closely, you can see a similar thing happening every day in the firearms and training world. The psychology of previous investment comes into play every day in at least three areas related to firearms and combatives training. Number one would be firearm selection. That's the one that is probably out there the most common. People will spend months researching firearms forums and reading gun magazines to find the best gun to have for any specific situation. Now, most gun magazine articles are actually paid advertisements. And most of the forum experts, in a lot of cases, may actually fire 100 rounds a year. So then they take the advice of the experts and they go out and buy a gun, and the gun works okay. Now, maybe it doesn't fit their hand that well, or maybe the recoil is a little too intense for their skill level. Maybe the gun jams every 20 rounds. It could be a whole lot of different things, but it soon becomes obvious that this was a bad decision. So rather than admit that they screwed up and, bought a piece of junk, they make excuses. The gun doesn't like this kind of ammo. I must have a bad magazine. I'm just having a bad day on the range. They just want to avoid the pain of admitting they made a bad decision. So they invest more. They try 14 different kinds of ammunition. They put new grips on the gun. They buy a dozen different holsters to make carrying the gun more comfortable. They try different sights. They replace the magazines. And then it gets really bad. They start seriously tinkering with it and spend money to replace recoil springs or put match triggers in the gun. And as a last resort, they send the gun to a gunsmith for custom stippling, a lightened trigger pull, or a reliability package. All the while, they're continuing to carry a gun that doesn't work for them because they took the advice of a keyboard commando and bought the wrong gun. You cannot polish excrement, people. So cut your losses. A gun that doesn't work for you, no matter how expensive or high quality it is, should not be carried. So get rid of it. I've had several guns that I have. I don't have that problem. I don't get too invested in anything. But then I find that sometimes I make a bad decision about not being too heavily invested in it. I've owned a SIG P320 before I got the one I have now. And when I got it, I didn't like it the first time. But I only shot 10 times. I didn't take it out and run it through anything. So then I've taken it out and run it through, running it through what I do now, and I am convinced this is the best polymer striker fired gun coming out of the box. The best modified polymer striker fired is anything that Agency Arms does. But I do ditch guns on a regular basis. That's why God made gun shows. Then there's clothing choices. If you're going to carry a gun CCW, I was listening to somebody today or the other day at a gun shop, and he was talking about carrying CCW, and I said, get bigger clothes. You can't wear form-fitting clothes. That's just part and parcel. I don't care how thin you are. If you're wearing form-fitting clothes, your gun's going to print if you're carrying concealed. So then you got to change your clothing choices. What do they do? But what do most people do when they've made that decision? They don't buy new clothing to dress around the gun. They buy an inadequate gun, like a little itty bitty pocket pistol, or they carry off body, or they get some less than optimal holster. I see people that love Glocks, but they carry little itty bitty 380s because the Glock can't be concealed. There's people that don't want to, they don't want to untuck their shirt, but they carry in an ankle holster, which is just about inaccessible. Or they leave their gun. The worst thing is leaving their guns at home or in the glove compartment of their car, so they don't have to change their clothes. And once again, it's the previous investment thing. So they don't want to change. Inertia takes over, and reality is ignored. Training, of course. Training, this is where you've got to get past your ego on that. You've got to listen. It's not about what you learned. I mean, I was in the military for 7 years. It's not about what I learned in the military. It is not at all about that. What's new today wasn't in the military. I've been out of the military for 27 years now. I am not part of the previous investment phenomena. Neither should you be. You should be adaptable. You should be open. Being open is a great thing. Take a very hard look at your weapon selection, your clothing choices, and your training experience, and tell yourself that it may be time to cut your losses and move on to the next thing. That's the beauty of being in the gun world. There is always something else coming up. When we get back, concealed means concealed. Bear that in mind. Because that's where it's at. This is Lock and Load.
Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design, this is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yes. Frog Lube is something that it's a lubricant, it's a cleansing, it's a solvent, it's a CLP, and it is a treatment. Something you put all over the metal parts on your weapon, you will like the result you get. Check them out, froglube.com. I prefer to carry in society concealed. I don't have any issues with open carry. If the stuff goes bad, I'll be open carrying all over the place. But I like having my firearm concealed. I don't have to worry about anybody noticing me. I'm not worried about making people nervous. I couldn't care less if I make them nervous. If a police officer walking by doesn't make them nervous, they should not be nervous with me. But that's beside the point. I just prefer to carry concealed, not be noticed, and then if I have to pull my weapon, I want it to be a really interesting surprise for somebody. I put a lot of effort into keeping the pistol hidden. Commonly, I'm going to be carrying some way inside the waistband, depending. If I'm carrying with gym clothes on, it's going to be inside the waistband. And I have something untucked to cover the gun. You're going to have to get a larger size to cover the gun. And you can carry that way whether you're wearing pants or shorts in most cases. Now, in cold weather, you know, you're going to wear another layer or two. And you can, you know, going to be wearing some big pattern, something or something. And that will assist in hiding the pistol. My most common carry weapon is either a Smith & Wesson M&P Shield or now, because I carry one of these around for a long time, a 1911, not one as nice as this one, but I've been carrying the Nighthawk Falcon inside the waistband, and it does work with the right holster, which you hear the ads here all the time. So when you're looking for a cover garment, I know a lot of people that wear nothing but Hawaiian shirts or camo or plaid, and that pattern works in a way to break up the printing of the gun, but it does have to be long enough to cover the gun. Now, typically, when you're looking at some of these guys that want to go for these pocket pistols, and I just put up a video the other day about the containment, the Constant Companion pants by Concealed Cargo LLC. And these are pants that have tactical nylon in the right-hand pocket that has been sewed and configured in such a way to be an inside-the-pocket holster that segregates and holds your gun in place, and it vanishes when you drop it into it. The problem is that while the top of the pocket is wider at the top, it still is going to be subject to things like how long is the butt of the gun. For that reason, mid-size guns work best. Glock 19s, SIG P320s, Glock 26, the M&P Shield, all of them vanish into a pocket like that. So does the Nighthawk. But then after that, if you're looking at some inside the waistband holster, an Eclipse by G-Code, Alien Gear, Cloak Tuck, whatever it is, you've still got to have cover garments. Also, it's a little tougher for women. Women have a more complex fashion and body shape consideration to look at it. And there's various websites out there if you're a lady and you're looking to carry on body that will give you some good advice. Carrying openly, where legally allowed, presents some additional problems. The open carrier may believe that he is acting as a deterrent to a criminal, but he's out there being seen. This is one reason I like concealed carry a little bit better. I'm not being seen, or if I'm being seen, I'm just somebody else. That weapon on your hip is going to be like a bullseye. It's going to be a focal point that's going to draw eyes to you. They'll know more about your hip before they know what you look like. So if you're carrying openly, and hey, if that's the way you roll, roll hard. But if you're carrying openly, please be diligently aware of your surroundings. You might want to consider getting in certain things like crowds or places or events. Because see, we're carrying a deadly weapon, okay? This is not a game. This is not trendy. We carry a deadly weapon in case we have to do something deadly to somebody who's trying to do something deadly to us. We have to put time and thought and even money into the right gun, the right holster, the right carry clothing. Keeping your weapon concealed is your very best option to avoid a catastrophic incident where someone may try to disarm you. It also gives you a certain, you get certain latitudes with this. When you have successfully concealed, here in South Carolina, we had a robbery in a barbershop. And they were looking around, and the guys that came in looked around, and they looked at this one guy, and he was not a threat, and everything, they passed him by. Well, this guy, the reason he wasn't a threat was he hadn't pulled his concealed weapon yet. But then after they passed by, he pulled his concealed weapon, and he started cleaning clocks because they had passed him by. And listen, this is not, forget about Doc Holliday and all these other guys. Self-defense may mean you shoot somebody in the back. That's called getting the drop on them. That's called gaining the tactical advantage. There's no dishonor in doing that. So the concealed carrier has a certain latitude when it comes to that, because they're not going to be apparent at the first blush, because these guys are wanting to get in and out of there as fast as they can. They're not doing, they're not doing scattershot scans of you and everything and trying to figure out what you're wearing and what you're dressed in and everything else. They want you to comply. They want you to get down on the ground or look away or whatever. Okay, fine, do that. When the time is right, if it is right, I mean, sometimes the right thing to do is to not pull your weapon. And that's something you got to determine on your own. And this is why this is deadly serious business. This is not something out there where you're like, yo, I got my gat, and when they come up, I'm going to smoke them. I'm going to straight up smoke them. No, that's not what you're doing. You have to be judicious. You have to be righteous, and you have to be correct. You have to be correct, because there is a very thin line between hero and felon in certain cases, and you don't want to cross it. So, nobody's out there looking to be a hero, but you know what? Carrying a weapon means you're trying to provide a public service, which most people wouldn't even acknowledge. And when you're doing it, this is something that has to be the most deliberate of commitments, the most deliberate of value sets. You have to be the best of the best. And statistically speaking, the nation's concealed carriers are the best of the best. Anybody that's willing to go through the process of getting it, not too many fall by the wayside. Not too many make us look bad. So it's really good. It's a good time to be a concealed carrier. It's good to be constitutional. We'll be right back.
Uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the runway? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. This is something that you can cake all over the metal parts on your weapon. It's going to do nothing but treat it and protect it. Use it. froglube.com. If you're a concealed carrier and you are carrying a concealed weapon, my question is, how many spare reloads do you bring with you? Now, it becomes very important with a five-shot revolver. And about the only way to successfully reload one of those really fast, unless you are very well practiced at it, is going to be a speed loader. And that's still more practice and a deeper learning curve than a semi-auto. So for the purpose of this argument and this discussion, it's just going to be semi-autos that I'm talking about. For a gun like the Glock 17 or the Sig P320, a magazine is going to be 17 rounds, which is one more than two magazines of 45 in a typical single stack 45. So you have to carry, if you're talking round count, okay? Now, don't get too tore up by round count. All right, unless you're in law enforcement. I know I've read a story about some guy that now carries 147 rounds of ammunition altogether on him because he shot a guy about 18 times, and it took a headshot to put him down, and he was shooting 45 ACP out of a Glock 21. So how many spare magazines do you carry when you go out? Now, there's an old saying out there that two is one is none, and three is what I take with me. and that, in a lot of cases, is the case. I do carry a minimum of two spares with me, no matter which gun I'm carrying. If I'm going out a certain amount of space away from my house, for example, we add a third magazine to that, and in some cases we add the ISIS welcome wagon bag to that with all kinds of resources in that thing. So, but what would happen if you only have one can opener and it breaks? What if you only have one pair of boots and your dog tears them up? What if you have one vehicle and it breaks down? Wouldn't you like to have a second one? Of course. So if things go bad and you only have one of a critical item, then one is none, because you're either going to use it almost immediately or you're going to lose it. Things go bad and you have two of a critical item, then two becomes one. And two's always going to be better because if something bad happens to one of your two critical items, then at least you'll be left with one. And that's also a very simple, logical approach to concealed carry. What if you're involved in a defensive shooting and your pistol is confiscated by the police as evidence? You would be without your primary weapon that you are accustomed to carrying for self-defense. The solution here is very simple. Having a second gun at home that is configured exactly as your primary carry gun. Or in the case of like guns like Glock or the 320 series of SIG or some of the XDs or some of the Smiths, you know, the various guns that work within that ecosystem. All the 9mm work about the same way, all the, you know what I'm saying. There's many advantages to that type of dedication and duplication. All of your spare magazines are going to work with that gun. All of your holsters are going to work with that gun. All of your premium defense ammunition fits and functions in that gun. Everything's the same. You don't have to retrain on a completely different pistol. All of that confidence that you built shooting that specific pistol is still going to be there, even though your original pistol has been confiscated. Same logic applies to magazines. Whenever I buy a gun, if I'm going to keep the gun, I'm going to have a minimum of 4 spare magazines to go with it, no matter what the capacity of the magazine. In the case of the Nighthawk, I'm probably going to get 2 or 3 more. In the case of the 320, I'm probably going to get 2 or 3 more. I currently have 4 for both of them. For my Glock 17, I have 9. For my Glock 19, when it gets here, I have 5. So, having guns that are designed to hold standard capacity that is higher than 8 rounds, like in the 45 ACP, is very nice. Very nice. You live in a place where your state legislators have decided arbitrarily that you don't need that many rounds. Well, you know, I'm sorry. But that is, you know, it's still working the way it needs to. Now, along the same lines, if you find a holster that you like, make sure you have a second holster as a backup. And if you're right-handed, maybe you want to have a left-handed holster. What if you injure your primary gun-holding hand or arm or shoulder? Are you going to just not carry your gun? One of the weirdest things that I find is that when I do go left-handed, when I'm shooting with the so-called weak hand, I'm actually steadier with my weak hand. I mean, I am so much steadier. I don't know why I don't just switch, to be honest with you. Now, if your answer is no, I would not consider carrying for 6 weeks while I heal, then you're going to need a holster for your non-dominant hand, which means a left-handed holster. So the reason, I mean, remember the reason that you got a concealed carry permit in the first place. To be more prepared. So think of all the ways. Redundancy is a military technique. I'm sure it's a technique in a lot of ways, but it's definitely a technique in the military. In the military, redundancy is a way of life. They've got the primary system, then they got the fail-safe system, then they got the backup for that, and then they got replacement parts for the others. When you go out in combat, it is not the Green Berets that win the combat. It is the logistics train. If you know how to run logistics, you can win the war because you got to have bullets. You got to have gasoline. You got to have chow. You got to have clothing. You got to have medical care. You got to have all that stuff. And I don't care, you know, Rambo, when Rambo goes out, Rambo wants a shirt. He wants to have bullets for his weapon. He wants all of that stuff. So redundancy is something to seek. Now, if you're well-trained and well-versed on many different types of weapons platforms, as I try to be, and I'm not as well-trained as I want to be, but I work on it on a constant basis. In a position where I'm running out the door, it's either going to be the SIG or the Glock, simply because of the way those guns are configured and what I can do with them. But on a daily basis, I am carrying the Nighthawk. Or the Smith & Wesson M&P. I think because of what's about to happen with Hive Technologies, because we're going to do a little giveaway here shortly, I think tomorrow I'm going to go get a 26, and when the parts get here, I can show you how you can trick out your Glock 26, pimp it out, and make it a little more cool, you know, if you got to have a cool gun. But the key is to figure out what the right gun is and to get all the things you need to make that gun run well, which includes training. But bear in mind that when you're going out, that gun might get confiscated. What are you going to do if that gun gets confiscated? You got to do something about that. You got to make sure you're covered on that case. And then when you're going out, if you're carrying ammunition, you need spares. You're going to need spare ammunition. Now, yes, Masoud Ayoub does say most of the gunfights that are out there are over and done with in between 4 and 6 rounds. That's true. There's no rule that says, well, if you got more ammo left over after a gunfight, that you're breaking some sort of a rule. More ammo is good, and you don't know what you're going to run into. You don't know if you're going to run into just somebody trying to mug you or if you're running into some sort of Mumbai dismounted attack. Then you're going to want some spare ammunition. Oh, yes. We'll be back at this in 21 hours between now and then. Remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best. You know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Alien Gear Holsters, the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet, introduces the Cloaktuck 3.0 IWB Holster. This all-new concealed carry holster improves the original design with a sturdy spring steel and ballistic nylon core covered with a soft neoprene backing for ultimate comfort. You have to try this holster to believe it. Get yours now for as low as $43.88 at AlienGearHolsters.com.
President Trump is cleaning up Washington, but the media and Barack Obama want to stop him. They've declared total war against him. Now, David Horowitz's big agenda reveals Obama's secret plan to destroy Trump. Rush Limbaugh says you must read Big Agenda. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Get Big Agenda, a number one bestseller, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go online at BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.